Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Another one of the monsters has been taken down. Let's say allegedly monsters. Former Abercrombie and Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries is arrested for beep transportation. Yes, that's what we want to hear. I mean, it's great that these guys are falling, but it's sad that they get to terrorize so many people for so long before they do fall. I mean, look at Nygaard, the stuff he got away with. So this story just broke this afternoon here in the UK. He's 80 now. This is what I'm talking about. He's near the end of his expiration. And his British partner, Matthew Smith, who is 61, were arrested in West Palm Beach, according to ABC. A third man, Jim Jacobson, was arrested in the same case in Wisconsin. And we're going to take a closer look over who they are. The three are accused of, I'm going to say carnally exploiting and SA-ing young men at parties they hosted in the US and around the world. Prosecutors in the Eastern District of New York said in January they'd launched a criminal probe after several men publicly claimed they were SA'd by Jeffries and his partner. Jeffries and his longtime boyfriend were last year accused in a bombshell BBC documentary of engaging in carnal transportation. Between 2009 and 2015, they are denying the allegations. Partners are expected to appear in federal court later on today. Tuesday's today, right? Yeah. So the accusers are Barrett Paul and David Bradbury, claiming they were recruited for modeling opportunities. How many times have we heard that? Modeling opportunities. Wexner and Epstein. You know, the Victoria's Secret connection. You've got Diddy. Record opportunities. Rap opportunities. Music opportunities. But instead of them getting the opportunities, and it's just through a middleman, Jacobson, they found themselves carnally exploited. More than a dozen men have said they were approached and coerced into attending carnal parties curated for Jeffrey's entertainment. And that's why this guy is getting compared to Diddy now. And we are going to get to the Diddy, Liam Payne, Justin Bieber news in about 20 minutes. A lawyer for Jeffrey's has previously stated, "We will respond in detail to the allegations after the indictment is unsealed and when appropriate, but plan to do so in the courthouse, not the media." The BBC said it has corroborated the accounts of emails, flight tickets, and travel itineraries, as well as former members of Jeffrey's household staff. Jacobson, described by one man as having a snakeskin patch nose, is alleged to have acted as a middleman, finding men for carnal events and propositioning them for oral carnal activity in twisted auditions. He has denied any wrongdoing, telling the BBC he took offense at the suggestion of any coercive, deceptive, or forceful behavior on my part, adding that every encounter he had was fully consensual. In October, accuser Bradbury launched a lawsuit against the retailer over the couple's alleged misdeeds. Bradbury filed the suit in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, alleging that Jeffries had modeling scouts scouring the internet and elsewhere, to identify attractive young men seeking to be the next face of Abercrombie. Same methodology as Diddy, Jeffrey, Maxwell, Jean-Luc Brunel. Often these prospective models became transportation victims sent to New York and abroad and essayed by Jeffries and other men, all under the guise that they were being recruited to become the next Abercrombie model, the lawsuit contends. Jeffries was so important to the profitability of the brand that he was given complete autonomy to perform his role as CEO however he saw fit, including through the use of blatant international beep transportation and SA of prospective Abercrombie models, the suit alleges. Attorneys for the victims of the class action said on Tuesday that today's arrests are monumental for the aspiring male models who were victimized by these individuals. We look forward to holding Abercrombie and Fitch liable for facilitating this terrible conduct and ensuring that this cannot happen again, the statement added. Abercrombie has previously said it is appalled and disgusted by the allegations against Jeffries. Well, what else could they say? That's what they always say. Yet the higher ups seem to be always at it. Jeffries left Abercrombie in 2014. He converted the chain from a struggling retailer of hunting apparel to a seller of must-have teen clothing, but he faced criticism for the company's sexualized marketing, including billboards and beefy models that alienated potential customers who didn't fit into its image. While he is still legally married to his wife of over 40 years, Susan, how do you say beard? He has reportedly been in a relationship with Smith for over 20 years. Men who spoke on BBC's World of Secrets podcast said they were SA'd at events held in grand hotel rooms and even injected with what they were told was liquid Viagra. Wow, I never even heard of that. To which one person suffered a severe reaction. Whew. In addition, one alleged survivor claimed one of Jeffrey's assistants had been working for Abercrombie as he supervised the beep events, reportedly using a company email address. The eight men who spoke to the BBC say they were exploited by Jeffries and Smith, who are denying the allegations. One man, given the name Luke to protect his identity, said he was recruited from a modeling website, guided into a hotel suite in Spain that had been dressed up to resemble an Abercrombie store in a twisted role-play scenario. Oh, my goodness. You know, this story is so new. I am just reading it for the first time myself, and my mind just constantly gets blown by the scenarios that these monsters create for these poor, aspiring young people who claimed he was encouraged to act as one of the store's infamous shirtless greeters to impress two very important guests, i.e. Jeffries and Smith, who then forcibly kissed him and tried to perform oral on him. Right. Let me pause for breath there, please, while we take this in. These are the top-ranking members. One of them is a top-ranking member of Abercrombie, and he's doing role-play, like equivalent to casting couch role-play. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Luke recalled, "I was trying to avoid the whole situation as much as I could, but Michael was very aggressive. I tried to say no repeatedly. I constantly was saying no. However, he felt unable to leave as assistants were watching the exits. An assistant from Jeffrey's private office had interviewed him on Skype for what he believed was going to be a photo shoot. His travel and accommodation was paid for, and he was given €3,500 in cash and made to sign an NDA. Quote, there's an immense amount of shame associated with this idea that you're a masculine man if you've been beeped or taken advantage of by another man. Luke, who identifies as straight, told the podcast. Another attendee named Chris said he was injected in the man part with what he was told was liquid V by one of Jeffrey's assistants, who was not medically trained. What? He suffered a reaction, feeling hot, dizzy, and in shock after he was allegedly injected in a Manhattan townhouse that once belonged to the fashion boss. He claimed nobody called an ambulance. Instead, Jeffries and Smith subsequently, allegedly, tried to have full-on beep with him. Oh, my God. What is wrong with these people? They've got all the money and the power and the success and everything in the world. And they do these twisted acting out scenarios. All right, so if you've just joined in now, we've got over 1,000 watching live. We're going to get to the Diddy news soon. And the headline was former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries arrested for carnal transportation, I'm calling it now. But he wasn't the only one. His British partner, Matthew Smith, 61, was arrested. And a third man, Jim Jacobson, was arrested in Wisconsin. So who is Mike Jeffries' British partner? Matthew Smith. So we're going back now to look at this. This information came out in January when the FBI had opened a criminal investigation into the allegations that we've just been going over. And the allegations emerged in October 2023 after BBC investigation that saw eight men come forward to claim they had been exploited by Jeffries and his partner. The FBI agents specializing in these crimes were working alongside prosecutors in the Eastern District, interviewing witnesses and issuing subpoenas. So who exactly is Mike Jeffries' partner, Matthew Smith? How was he involved in Abercrombie? And are the pair still together? Here's everything we need to know about them. And I will stop sharing this screen so I can just look at you guys directly. All right. Who is Matthew Smith? 60 years old presently. Born in Hampshire. I used to be located in Surrey, which was southwest of London, and Hampshire is bordering on Surrey. Is the longtime partner of former Abercrombie CEO Mike Jeffries. Smith did not have a background in fashion, initially studying agriculture and food marketing. He went on to study at the University of Pennsylvania. Smith graduated from the institution's Wharton Business School with an MBA in entrepreneurial management. He ran an organic hair salon, the Matthew Smith Clinic, in the early 1990s. Former employees of the salon revealed on a BBC podcast episode entitled World of Secrets Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys, that Smith only hired women to cut hair, while men held managerial positions, and all staff were forced to wear Abercrombie and Fitch branded clothing. Aside from working alongside Jeffries when he was CEO at Abercrombie & Fitch, Smith was in charge of the Jeffries Family Office, which existed to take care of the personal lives of the family. So how was Matthew Smith involved in Abercrombie? While he was never officially employed by Abercrombie, Smith was still reported to be an influential figure in the running of the fashion brand. In 2013, six current and former Abercrombie bosses said that Smith wielded vast power and influence over the brand in a revelation made to BuzzFeed. Smith was also said to have enforced office rules at Jeffrey's request, such as demanding a limit of one cushion per chair at Abercrombie's headquarters. Despite Smith reportedly having access to important documents, his involvement was never formally reported to shareholders by Jeffries. Jeffries stepped down in 2014, ending Smith's alleged involvement with the company. Smith featured in BBC Panorama's The Abercrombie Guys, The Dark Side of Cool. Speaking about Smith during the BBC's investigative documentary, Jeffries' former assistant, Katie, said, "I can't think of a time where Mike went anywhere independently of Matthew. Matthew was a British gentleman." Sure he was. "He was just polite and kind and easygoing. Mike brought a lot of intensity into anything that he did. And Matthew was very chill in comparison." Jeffries and Smith have reportedly been together for nearly 20 years and are still in a relationship. They sold their home in the exclusive Hamptons area in Long Island, New York, for $29 million, £24 million. And these guys have got nothing better to do than be doing casting couch scenarios, injecting liquid V into aspiring staff members' man parts. The couple's current residence after selling their property in the Hamptons is unknown. Where are they now? Since Jeffrey's decision to step down as Abercrombie & Fitch CEO in 2014, he and Smith kept a low profile, with little known about the pair's whereabouts and activity. Given that they had been previously living together in Long Island, it's possible that they could still be based in the US. However, with Smith being British, it's also possible that they may have been chosen to relocate across the Atlantic to ensure they can... Well, we know where they are because they got arrested today. As reported in the headlines, they were arrested in Palm Beach, Florida. And if you just joined in and you're wondering who the hell is Mike Jeffries, who they're saying is another Diddy, he is an American businessman who was chairman of Abercrombie from 1992 to 2014. He engineered the turnaround of the firm from a fashion backwater, losing $25 million a year, to a lifestyle brand grossing $2 billion yearly by 2006 through a controversial approach using semi-nude models, racially and sexually insensitive slogans, and the stance of marketing to cool kids. But then 2023, the crap hole hit the fan when he was named in a civil lawsuit alleging that during his tenure, he transported carnally over 100 young men in exchange for promises of employment for coveted modeling spots, money, and substances. And today he was arrested for transportation and interstate using workers, ladies of the night, but men of the night in this case. All right, so he was born in 1944, grew up in LA, the son of Donald Jeffries, who owned a chain of party supply stores. He attended Claremont Men's College and the London School of Economics before receiving an MBA from Columbia Business School in 1998. Definitely in the club. In 1968, he joined the management training program at Abraham and Strauss, Brooklyn department store owned by the Umbrella Corporation Federal Department Stores, rebranded Macy's in 1994 after that property was acquired by Federated. He worked for 12 years at Abraham and Strauss before moving to Bullock's in LA, owned by Federated, as executive VP for merchandising. He then worked for 3 years at Federated headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio. In 1984, he founded Alcott and Andrews, a brand targeted at career women, which went bankrupt in 1989 due to overexpansion and closed. The New York Times said the store offered too little variety in its merchandise. After the bankruptcy, he worked in merchandising at Paul Harris, a Midwest clothing chain that also went bankrupt in early 1991. Abercrombie, he ran the company from 1992 to 2014 as CEO and chairman. turning the brand around, as aforementioned. After a string of poor results from the financial crisis 2008 onwards, plus criticism related to the brand he created, he stepped down in 2014. Oh my goodness, here we go. Would you believe the connection I'm about to announce? Jeffries was hired in 1992 by, put in the chat if you can guess. I'll name the company. I will give you a clue. Someone's already guessed it. The Limited. Les Wexner, folks. Yes. Here we go. Oh. Jeffries is directly connected to Jeffrey Wexner, the untouchable billionaire who was above Jeffrey and Ghislain and never suffered any consequences. And we interviewed Maria Farmer. And do you remember what she said? The horrors she went through, trapped in the Wexner property, trapped by his security, trying to call the cops. But there's cops working there, securing the premises. What hope did Maria Farmer have to get away from the highly secure property of Les Wexner? The Limited. Wow. He was hired in 1992 by Les Wexner to invigorate Abercrombie. L Brands, The Limited. Did they own Abercrombie at that time? The company, founded in 1892, yes, had been purchased by Limited Brands in 1988 after bankruptcy. One big money go round and human transportation around. Jeffries was the main architect of the company's new brand. It was rebuilt as an upscale apparel retailer for the collegiate. He built the brand around, let's just say, carnal marketing. Shirtless beefcake male models greeting patrons in stores, scantily clad male models posing in suggestive positions in large advertisements and billboards, a cult following amongst young buyers. By the mid-90s, Abercrombie had opened dozens of new stores globally and led the pack of teen fashion brands in the 1990s, largely as a result of the image created by Mr. Jeffries, according to the Wall Street Journal. He made controversial statements. Quote, we hire good-looking people in our stores because good-looking people attract other good-looking people and we want to market to cool, good-looking people. We don't market to anyone other than that. Those companies that are in trouble are trying to target everybody, young, old, fat, skinny. But then you become totally vanilla. You don't alienate anybody, but you don't excite anybody either. This controversial approach made A&F into a financial success, but also a human relations and PR nightmare. Abercrombie attracted controversy from different interest groups, the feminist movement, the American Decency Association, and a plethora of lawsuits ensued. 2003, Black, Latino, and Asian American employees filed a class action against the company, claiming that minorities were discouraged from applying. The American Decency Association called for a boycott of Abercrombie, and Pennsylvania high schoolers called for a girlcott of the brand. In 2004, Jeffries earned approximately $25 million with a stay bonus of $6 million, which dropped from $12 million after a controversy involving his excessive compensation. After surveying 2,000 corporations, the corporate library named Jeffries as the highest paid, worst performer of 2008, with a total compensation package valued at 71.8 million, which is like 60,000. I'm sorry, 60 million pounds. Wow. Jeffreys refused the lower prices or offer discounts at Abercrombie stores during the retail recession during the financial crisis of 2007-2008 until September 2009, after the company posted same store sales losses for 17 consecutive months. Sales recovered in 2011, and his total compensation in 2011 was $46 million. Most in stock options. So if you're a CEO, if you're at the top of the company, and many of the underlings as well, but you don't get as many as the top, but they grant themselves stock options. A stock option is basically, let's say the stock's trading at 50. You can give yourself the stock at zero, or you can give it yourself at 50 cents or $5, and you exercise it, you pay the exercise price. It might be zero, so the stock's free. Might be $5, $10, and you can sell it right away and make the difference. It's printing free money. That's what it is. Like what the Fed does, which is why a lot of people are theorizing that the dollar's going to dive. As of 2012, he owned almost 3% of the company's shares, making him difficult to remove without his consent. At that time, his recent contract called for a payout of over $100 million. Should he lose his job? Due to ownership change, 100 million golden parachute. He was once one of the best paid CEOs in retail, but his compensation shrank 72% in 2013. His total pay was 2.24 million in the fiscal year of 2013, which ended February 1, down from 8 million in the previous year and 48 million for that. He's probably a billionaire, folks. Or close. So he's going to have plenty of money, like the 100 million legal defense team that Diddy's got. He's going to have plenty of money to get on with that. His business rep sank in 2013 when the Street's Herb Greenberg named him as Jeffreys as the worst CEO of 2013. And the share price collapsed 40% that year after Jim Cramer named Jeffreys to his wall of shame. December 9, 2024, he stepped down as Abercrombie CEO due to the mass criticism and poor performance. Shares jumped 8% after the announcement was made, marking the biggest one-day gain in more than 9 months. His leadership was the subject of a Netflix documentary, White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie. And his personal life, he married his beard, Susan, in 71, and they have a grown son. But Salon reports that Jeffreys is a gay man who lives separately from his wife and with Matthew Smith, who we've already covered. We've already covered the allegations, and he's been arrested today. And we've got almost 2,000 watching. If you are on YouTube, this stream's going to end. The video should come up, the next one suggested on the screen. It'll customize you over, which is the latest Diddy, Liam Payne, Justin Bieber news. So stay tuned, folks. I will be live within 1 minute.